I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
You are the
villain.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, that's pretty much it, though. I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Today, the day in the life.
Yeah, we're doing a day in the life video today. Yeah, we're doing that. We got Moxie's tonight again. I'm going to go check that out.
See how it really is. I want to try their food.
The food, right? The Patriots are fucked, though, huh? The Patriots season's over.
In my head, I was just like, we're about to talk the Pats next. Listen, I don't know if it's over.
No, it's over. Listen, we're friendly with some of the players on the team, and I think they would also agree that it's over. Our best defensive player, Judon's out. Our second best defensive player, Gonzalez, is out for the year. Two of our best defensive players are out for the year, and then Mac Jones is going back to his original form. He fucking blows.
How about that video with
offensive,
Aaron?
Offensive line sucks.
Yeah, offensive line is just banged up, too. It's just a rough year, and we suck.
Yeah, it's just like I think in the back of everyone's head, we kind of knew like this receiving core was just like there's only so much you can do with it, bro.
I seen something about the separation, and there was like a video, and I'm like, ugh. Like, they're just trying to justify, like, this is what Mac Jones was looking at on the play when he threw it across the field. I'm like, bro, you still don't throw across the field like that. Two times in the same drive.
Yeah, that was, I wasn't even a football player growing up, but, like, even I know, like, that's not what you're supposed to do.
It's just too much land. Like, the NFL plays are too quick. What do you think of,
realistically, say, hypothetically, Judon and Gonzalez are not coming back. They're all for the year.
Yeah.
What's our record? What do you think our record is going to be?
Bro, we have the hottest schedule in the league. I don't know. I think we beat the Saints. We'll probably beat the Jets again. We'll probably beat Vegas. That's three more wins.
In a row?
Not in a row.
Well, no. What do we have before the bye? Because we have like, I think it's, we're 1-3 right now. I think we have like three or four more games until our bye. I think it's like.
We play Vegas. We play Vegas.
We play New Orleans. So you could beat those two teams.
You could.
You could realistically go into the bye week not that bad. It could be like, I don't know, maybe 3-4 or something.
Play the Saints, Raiders, Bills definitely lost. Miami probably lost again. Play the Commanders could win. Colts could win. Giants could win. Chargers could win. Chargers are all banged up. All
right, buddy. It's not a Sonic a Homer, man. A little bit.
A what?
Homer. A homo.
Fuck's that? They called me a homo.
No, I didn't call you a homo. What the fuck? What does this look like?
I was just a homer. Bro, we play the Broncos. Like, they stink.
We suck.
Jets stink.
We fucking suck.
We really play the Bills, though. I mean, to be honest.
Bro,
in the Chiefs.
Who's going to win us the game? Mac Jones?
Bailey Zappi. You know fucking Bailey Zappi.
That's a different story. We got to get my guy Zappi in there and get him some fucking reps.
Get Malik in there.
Malik Cunningham. Like, there's still a little bit of hope. And I'm not trying to fucking shit on the team, but. It's hard to see through. The defense was going to win us the games, and now two of our best players are out.
Yeah, and it's we'll, yeah. All right, we're gonna.
They're not going to run the whole fucking defense, but like you know, it's going to be tough. This fucking table, I'm going to fucking smash it. It's a cool ice shaker. Who gave it to you?
Chris Gronkowski.
You know Chris Gronkowski? He was back in. He was a fucking. What was he? A running back in the day?
I think a fullback.
Fullback. So he sucked.
Bro,
I'm kidding.
Oh man, what are we gonna do with the gym? I think I'm gonna walk for half an hour, and I think I gotta stretch my fucking hips.
Stretch my hips. Yeah, that's probably a priority. I mean, you're 24 and you have the hips of a 55-year-old, so it's really
like,
not.
I just
great.
You know the massive gait weight on my hips is just like my
say that again.
Hips, massive gait weight. Gateway, is that what I said? Weight, massive weight gain.
You said it four times in a row. Yes, that's what you said.
Massive.
Yeah.
Weight gain.
Say it three times.
Massive weight gain.
Hey.
On my weak hips.
Yeah, it's not good. Definitely not good. You said the other night, like, you couldn't even. You had
you I said had to sleep the other on the night, floor.
You had to sleep on the hardwood floor.
Dog, my back, for real.
But explain that to me. Like, why'd you have to. You had to sleep on the hardwood?
Maybe it's my bed. Maybe my bed just blows and it's really fucking up my back. Maybe that's what it is. It's like a $500 bed. Yeah, it's definitely the bed.
It's the bed, right?
And just
not,
like
it's not the massive gateway.
The massive gateway.
Yeah.
Massive gateway.
I've luckily yet I haven't had any like knock on wood. Haven't had any like major like back issues or anything muscle issues or anything like that. But that's why we're gonna lose the weight, man, because you gotta avoid that. Cause that will come. Eventually it will come. The knees, the fucking joints. It's not good. The weight on the joints is not good. You know what I mean?
Gain weight.
Can't gain weight. Can't gain any more weight, man. We're at the peak right now of the weight gain. Look back on this. We got to get back to 2021 us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me 220, you 180.
Mm-hmm. Different lifestyles, man.
Now we can do it.
Lifestyles.
We can do it. Look at fucking Mark Wahlberg. How about him?
I'm getting ripped, man.
He's also never been big in his whole life, though. He got those genetics. You know, that's what it is. It's genetics, right? It's genetics. That's why we get it. It's the Italian.
The Italian.
What about growing up Italian? You know Sabino, a grown up Italian?
I do know Sabino.
He's a good guy.
He ain't rocking with us no more, I don't think.
Yeah, no, they're big time. Him, Cugine, all those guys. Yeah. They're big time now, but it's all good. We'll make our annual trip to Brooklyn soon.
Yeah.
We'll
get over there.
What about some family stories you have? Do you have any family stories for the podcast?
Nah.
Do you have any stories in general about growing up in school or like, you know, you were a little fucking punk back in the day. No one knows about.
Nah, no one does
any,
know,
any
man.
Any childhood stories you can talk about? You live a fucking crazy life, man.
Yeah.
I didn't. I just like grew up in fucking Winthrop, just fucking sucking my mom's tits till I was 12 years old. Huh?
Man, I used to. That's actually funny. We walked in the Ford Taurus. It was like a 99 outside, gold one.
The Ford Taurus.
I used to steal that Joan back in like 2010. I was like 11, whipping around, going to like sneaker campouts, meeting my friends. Just blowing gas.
How about Galleria Mall? You ever go to Galleria Mall?
Yeah.
That was a big thing. Go to Galleria, fucking smoke Black and Milds on the fucking garage fucking roof. Like some just some fucking, losers, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Just some losers.
Grew up taking the train, though, man. A lot of people, I love when they say, like, we're not from here. It's like, yo, I took a yellow school bus through the Sumner Tunnel every day to go to school, bro. Like,
it's funny.
And then when they stopped doing busing for middle schoolers, I had to fucking take the MBTA.
Yeah, bro. I used to take the blue line to fucking work at Metro Management. You know Metro Management?
Yeah, it was my fucking low-income building
I used to work there. I used to be a maintenance guy there at fucking 15, my first job. Take the blue line train, 3 stops to Maverick, I believe, and I would get off and walk there.
Yep.
It's just funny, bro. It is funny. Go to government center, fucking take the train to government center, then like I forget it was the green line or the orange line to the Galleria Mall.
No, we would always green. Take. What do you mean you forget? You forget.
Yeah, I forget. I haven't taken the train in fucking 10 years.
You forget.
I have a car.
I know all the fucking stops.
You think you know everything because you are a post office guy.
No, it wasn't even that.
You know all the streets. You don't got to use a fucking GPS.
As a young
Wait,
kid.
That's a pet peeve of mine. You people who don't got to use a GPS because you think you know everything. Buddy, tell me what happened yesterday at Somerville Assembly Row. What happened?
What, you sat in traffic dweeb and what'd I went you around do? And I beat you.
No, you didn't beat me. I took the GPS. I waited in the traffic. I got there, right? I'm like, Prashu, where you at? We got a meeting in 10 minutes. Oh, bro, I try to go around. I'm going to be there like 4:10. Okay. So I go take the meeting. Kids aren't there until 4:30. 4:30.
Fucking shut up. That's so cap, bro.
It's all cap, man. That's
fucking
cap,
man. Sorry I grew up in the city. Sorry I grew up in the streets and I know where I'm going.
You don't, though. Clearly you don't.
I do. Of course I do.
How about you tell the story about the garden? That's a good story. When you worked at the garden and you got fired.
Oh, okay. When I got fired from the TD garden. Yeah, we can talk about that.
So you were working as an usher at the TD garden.
Listen, I was working two jobs, brother. Two jobs. One at the Hyatt, full-time, Logan Airport, working my balls off.
Yep, yep.
And I picked up the part-time gig because my aunt was like, listen, you got to work two jobs. You got to move out of my crib.
So she basically was just like, yeah, you got to get the fuck out.
It was like, thank you, though, because I worked two jobs.
Yeah.
I didn't save a dollar. I went on vacations. I got free hotels from the Hyatt. And I went to Bahamas, New York, flying broads out. It was nice.
You did. You flew a girl out to New York like a baller back in the day.
I was like 18, man. People 18, forget about ate that. At Morton's.
Morton steak. I still haven't eaten that Morton steak.
I've been doing this shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, you have. So tell me about how you got the job at the garden.
Yeah, so I grew up like the biggest sports fan, obviously, and I like love basketball. So the shift you would have to be in 2 hours before the game.
Yeah,
I went 2 hours before that to watch them warm up.
Huh.
And they were warming up, and then the players went in. Some of the players.
Tell me who was on the team at this time.
Tatum, Jaylen.
Was it like it was Tatum's Smart. Like rookie year though?
Yeah,
right?
Rookie year. Who else was over there? Rookie year. Terry Rozier.
Scary Terry.
I forget who else. Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward. Yep.
Pretty good team, man. Yep. Oh, yeah. I was actually, side note, I was watching the game. He broke his leg as I was at Buffalo Wild Wings eating a
wing.
Playing
the Cavaliers.
As he broke his fucking
leg. Playing the Cavaliers, yeah.
Instant lost appetite.
I went and watched them play, and I seen one of the friends from high school. He was security. I was like, yo, what's up? What up? I was like, I'm a shoot. He goes, all right, bro, go ahead. Like, I ain't like, all right, cool. So the ball boy's warming up. I'm like, meanwhile, I'm in like slacks, a fucking long sleeve with a tie. And I'm like shooting between the legs, shooting. I was wet. I like hit every shot. Yeah. I shot like 5-6. And the dude comes over. He's like, hey, there's no shooting on the court. I'm like, all right, one more. And I like dribbled shot.
Just like a prick. Out. Just like
he
a
prick. Grabbed me, and I remember like just being like, yo, don't touch me. I like put Damn, on my so peacoat
was
again.
Like, he was pissed.
He was tight. Yeah, he brought me in the office, and like the lady, like the supervisor was nice. She was like, listen, we're going to have to like fire you. But like you can quit, so it doesn't look bad for you.
It's, like, all right. It's so funny because like now that we know people that are high ups at like Celtics and the Garden and stuff, it's like those ushers that are working there, bro. It's like damn, like they'll really like take their job very serious. But it's like you're not like the top dog. Like there's the top dogs that are really pulling the strings, and like you're just like they're fucking. Whatever. They you're so yeah. disposable. They'll fucking hire someone else. Yeah, but people will legit follow the rules and like fuck. I get it. It's a job, but like. It's funny because like we think the same way where it's like, let me see how much I can get away with before I fucking
but
get
you
in trouble.
Have to though.
It's yeah, like, oh, like you lost the job. Was it the fucking end of the world that you lost the fucking job?
No, but I got
now you
to
have
shoot.
A funny story for the rest of your life.
Wait.
You got to shoot on the court.
And now I see him when we're sitting courtside. I see him and he's still working. Yeah. I was like, let's go, brother. I know you remember me. I know you fucking remember.
Still working. Still yeah. there.
Yep, still there. Probably same position. God bless, man. God bless.
How about the story when we got yelled at on courtside. Should we tell that story? Yeah. I think we should tell that story.
So we have to, we were actually watching in like the family room.
Let's not name drop though. We won't name drop anything.
No, we're not name dropping.
Did it start in the family room?
We were sitting and then it was like the seats were like crammed. We're like, yo, let's go in the family room. So we walked down, go through the seats.
All right, let's pause. Let's a little background.
All right.
We got tickets from a player on the team for, was it the Hawks series or was it for the Atlanta Hawks series for round one last year? So we get there, we sit down. So like with the players' tickets, you can get family passes. So family passes, they have rooms like near the locker rooms where you can chill and watch the game. There's food, all that. So we ended up getting the family passes and we walked down to the family room to check it out. Now pick up your story from there.
So we walk in. We just go to the family room. Everything's fine. We were actually chilling in the big family room.
There's like the kids are playing and shit. The players' kids are there and shit. We're just chilling.
Yeah,
like,
we're chilling, eating some fucking tendies and popcorn.
Joe Mazzulla's kid like kicked me in the ankle. It's kind of funny.
But
Then we were chilling.
Halftime.
Yeah, it's halftime. Halftime hits.
So we walk back up. We're like, oh, let's go see a couple whoever, like courtside. We'll go see
the
people.
The family passes, even though we weren't sitting courtside, you could still get on the court during halftime and like whatever, like talk to the fucking people you know.
So we walked by the Celtics bench, went like the same side, just down the court near the away bench. And we were talking like Uncle Nick.
Nicky Verano. Shout out Nicky Verano.
Chopping it up. Talking to him, got a pick, and the Celtics come out, and like Tatum,
they're warming up a little bit.
We're talking to Nick, and then Tatum comes right up, daps Nick up, Jaylen Brown, and I'm like, all we hear is, and we're like, oh shit, we gotta get off the court.
How about Grant Williams? You know, Grant Williams, yeah, my guy Grant dapped me up.
Yep.
Peyton, you know, Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, I know.
Said, what's up? But yeah, so the buzzer went, so it was time to get off the court. I'm finishing up a conversation with Nick, yada yada. So then we're going to get off the court, and apparently, which to my knowledge, we didn't know.
Well, we heard and we're walking off, and then like the Celtics were like in the fucking Celtics.
Celtics were in the fucking huddle, bro. We walked off the wrong way. You're supposed to walk off left. We walked off right. Pat right, like they were literally in the huddle. We're walking by. One of the players we know goes, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" He was so pissed.
He's like, "What the fuck you guys doing so down
pissed.
Here?"
He was pissed.
I was like, "I don't even know." And then we walked
through. I bumped into Jaylen Brown. I'm fucking like trying to get off the court, and all I see is the fucking Garden worker. He's looking at me, basically like this, waiting for us, bro. Waiting for us in the tunnel, bro. Waiting for us.
For real.
So we walk in the tunnel.
He's like, "Let me see your family pass."
He was so pissed.
He's like, who the fuck are you guys here with? Oh.
And I'm not going to say any names who were here. And I told him who we were with and all that.
Who's going to go this way?
I'm like, okay, bro. It's my first time on the fucking court. Sorry. Yeah. I had to say hi to someone. Yeah. Yeah. And again, it wasn't that big of a deal. Nah, we didn't cause any issues. It was just
playoffs.
Playoffs, yeah. So they're all fucking uptight. The guys in there that haven't played a sport in their life are all fucking jacked up and telling you what to do. So anyway, they direct us to the other family room. We went to the family room. We chilled. And then that, that ruined everything.
Yeah.
Never got another family pass after that.
Nah, probably won't.
Yeah.
But
it's all good, though, because we're going to have Celtics courtside comp tickets on the Jumbotron real soon.
Real
from the Celtics.
They'll be playing the deli videos up there, too. They're going to show the deli videos up there, and the whole place is going to go crazy.
Not from the players, though. From like the Celtics organization. Yeah. They're going to be comping the tickets real soon in the Garden and all that. And Flick's going to be in there taking pictures of us, and that's it.
That's it, yeah.
That's going to be the life. But that was a funny story.
Aaron James, man.
Aaron James, GOAT, my guy. I think this is a good pod. What are we, 40 minutes in about? Let's keep it going. We have a little internal pod, man. What are we doing?
We'll give it like, we'll try to go 15 more. Minutes. Look at Coco canceled on us. Want to come to the shop now? Or are you busy?
Oh, wait, hold on. This is actually good live. Wait, what happened?
Coco, listen, brother, we're on the pod right now.
We're working, man. We're working.
We're on the way to the gym after. We had the whole day plan,
bro. We got Flick. Look at Flicky with the Blicky. Show Flicky with the Blicky. He got the strap. He got the camera. About to go come give you some content.
Maybe,
man.
We come at one. I think we can make one. We're going to go to the gym right from there. So, blaze me.
Huh. Meanwhile, I got these fucking spam texts coming to me. Like, what the fuck are these people talking about, bro? Fucking hate people, man. Coco's the GOAT, though. I love Coco. He's a good guy. Little bit unorganized like myself, but it's all good. Like, everyone's, you know, gets that
point. JC Jackson's back. We got Jonathan Jones back for the cornerbacks. We got fucking Miles Bryant.
Who's taking Judon's spot? Keon White, you know, Keon.
Yes. Yeah, we still got Josh Uche. Like, Keon White is going to have to step up. Big rookie role. And you know who's going to step up too? I think Malik Cunningham's coming. I think he's coming. I think he's playing wide receiver.
Who's starting Sunday?
Probably Mac. And we're just going to fucking blow it. I hope not, bro, because like Jameis Winston came to New England like 2 years ago and beat us.
Yeah, he's nice.
What?
No, Jameis Winston's nice.
Jameis Winston's nice?
He's got a good arm, bro.
Get the fuck out of the room, Flick.
Come on. Better than Mac Jones.
Damn. I'd rather Jameis Winston than Mac Jones. No, I agree with that. He's not nice, though. Jesus.
I mean, he's better than Mac.
Who's the worst QB in the league, you think, right now?
Zach Wilson or Mac Jones, bro.
He's really that bad.
I mean, like, bro, people sleeping. Tannehill's sucking dick, too, though.
Is he?
Tannehill's mad old.
Yeah. He's still playing.
Joshua Dobbs is like killing it in Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Anthony Richardson? You know Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, dude.
Goat.
Not bad.
How about the game last night?
CJ Stroud's the truth.
I just lost my week in fantasy already because the kid had DJ Moore. He had 50 fucking points last night.
I got fucking DJ Moore. I got DJ Moore in every fucking league. MVP season he's having this year. Coming now.
Yeah, no. Everyone was a little, not skeptical of him before the draft, but he should have got drafted higher, I think.
You know who's going to? Well, yeah, because Justin Fields is supposed to play really good. He just. It has been sucking.
Yeah. It's crazy that we could have got like Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields.
Could have had a bunch of people, bro.
But no, we went with the fucking unathletic white kid from Alabama.
Could have had Deebo Samuel. We could have had fucking DK Metcalf over and Nikhil Harry. We could have had some peeps, man.
Huh.
It's all good, though. You know who we do have?
I think Bill's getting fired soon, to be honest. I think he's out of here. I think he's fucking out after the season.
And then who's coming in? Bill O'Brien as the fucking head coach.
They might have to just wipe a clean slate. I don't know. What are they going to do after this
year? I
seen
an article. It was like Andy Reid's better than Bill Belichick. Belichick needs Brady, Mahomes, and then Andy Reid can use any quarterback. I'm like, that's not true, though. He has Mahomes. You know what I mean? Andy Reid didn't win without Mahomes. Right, but he's still like, they didn't win. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Listen, we love Belichick. We love the fucking Patriots. Just, it's a tough year. It's a tough, tough year. And it's going to raise question marks. If we finish this season horrible, the odds are pretty high on that, it's going to raise a lot of questions for next season.
I'm a Bills fan.
Don't pull this fucking shit.
I'm a fucking Bills fan.
Why don't you talk about your trip to Buffalo real quick?
Oh, yeah.
You're
saying
you're a fucking Bills fan.
Went to Buffalo. See my buddy Damien. D-Soak.
Big D.
Hmm.
You know why they call him that, right?
Dude, but yo, Buffalo wings are fucking real deal. Real deal.
Wait, like the Buffalo
wings.
That's a thing? Like
went
you have to go to Buffalo
fucking
to get Buffalo
Bob
wings?
Bill in Buffalo, the shit show, and they are packed. That place is packed all day, every day.
Did anyone from Bill's Mafia try to jump you? Or?
Nah, but the dude behind me, I sat down. He's like, no fucking sitting down on 2-point conversion. I'm like, dude, they're up fucking 30, bro. Shut up.
Really?
Yeah. Went on the field, though. That was pretty sick, dude. It was really rocking in there.
Compare like that, like Bills game to like a Gillette Stadium experience. Like what's better?
The sound. I mean, we didn't really go to no crazy. We went to opening day this year with the Pats and Eagles. That was cool. But dude, Bills, it was, my ears were hurting, bro.
Yeah, it was really that bad.
Yeah, it was that bad. And it's small, though. Like it's small. Like, cause some college stadiums hold double. What
I heard
that
outside
holds.
Of that stadium is whack, though. It's ass.
It's ass. Yeah.
Just like
they're building
Bills
the
Mafia
new one across.
Lots.
That's it. I don't know. It's cult. It's just a cult following over there.
Yeah, just grown men just obsess over other grown men.
The highlight was the little after party, you know, sitting there with Josh Allen across from Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, you met Josh Allen?
Dawson Knox is a cool dude.
Yeah.
Matt Milano is a cool dude.
Who was the guy that noticed you? One of the dudes.
Deion Dawkins.
He said he watched the videos.
Snow University. What? That's his thing. No, he's like, Deion Dawkins, Temple, you already snow. Like, so he's like, Deion Dawkins, you already snow university. That's his thing. Snowman.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm like, Deion, I was like, you from New York or New Jersey, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm from New Jersey. You can just tell by the way he talks. He's like, ski. He's just like yelling crazy shit. Funny.
Deion, is he good? I don't really
know. He's one of the better left tackles. Yeah, he's one of the better left tackles.
Left tackle. He's jacked, huh?
Yeah. Toss you around like a little fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. You know who I feel like I look like sometimes? Nate Solda. You know,
I
Nate
Solda. I want to do a workout one. That would be sick if we can get a video with like
a football player.
If it's just like we got some type, if we got
quarterback,
like quarterback, and then we can do like, you could do D line drills with like Ollie and fucking Marcus. No, that'd be good. Dude,
they would just run me over, bro.
No, but that'd be funny though. You're just training like pretending, but like it looks sick because Flick's filming it.
We get the ladder, you know, the ladder.
Get the ladder going.
Time. Yeah, man. Let's let the people know what we have coming up. We got the merch store. What's going live when? End of October, early November, maybe.
Yep.
We're working, though. We're working. Got a couple new shows going up. Not going to leak those, though. We got the talent show. You guys already kind of know about that. That's all you're going to get, though. The talent show, it's about it. Got some Food Incorporated stuff we're working on.
Food.
What else do we have? There was something else. Oh, the mean comments. We want to do like something reading mean comments because we get a lot of comments about our weight specifically. So we're going to joke around about that because why not? What the fuck am I going to do? Get defensive. You guys are all losers and I'm making money.
Gosh.
You have issues. You're cracked out. Give us a fucking good review. I guess someone told me that really helps with Spotify and Apple if you're an audio guy. Give us some good reviews. And fucking subscribe to the YouTube, man. It's content YouTube. We're fucking growing rapidly on there. Rapidly.
Nothing but when I heard a Drake song. It was something about the get a line chart because that's how rapidly we're moving.
Get a what? Say it again. Get a what?
Line chart, line graph, line graph. Line
graph, yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean? Like,
how about like the goats call me to the side? Like, can we have a word? You ever have that happen to you? Oh, wait, we did. Mark Wahlberg call us to the side. Like, let me have a word. Like, subscribe, comment, review. We love you all. Stay tuned. His back just got blown out again. Let me go blow out your back real quick. Let me fucking blow it out. Nice. See you later. Cut the fucking camera. I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? But my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on K-Town too. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whole gang in steakhouse food. Get the check out.